Don't forget, when you find Q prime, you must use the product rule. And I think you can see why we get the particular Q prime that we do. The condition Q is 0 equals 0 gives us the fact that C1 plus 0.012 equals 0. So that gives us a C1 as negative 0.012. Well, the second condition, Q prime is 0 equals 2, gives us the fact that 2 equals negative 50 C1 plus C2. We already know what C1 is. And if you do the arithmetic on this one, C2 equals positive 1/4.